It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
And what a treat we have in store for you tonight. Tonight's show is all about marketing's role and the customer experience. And I'm not going to leave you in suspense this week. One of the greatest guests we've had on in the past, and tonight with a very unique approach to marketers' role in the customer experience, Shep Hyken. Shep Hyken is back with us once again on 710 WOR. And of course, I just need to go through my intro. Welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York and around the world, on the powerful iHeartRadio Network. Yes, thank you, New York. It's because of people like Shep and other great guests that we came in number 3 in New York AM radio. The Nielsen ratings have us there. How cool is that? And of course, a very special thank you to our amazing audience. They've come to expect great business content week in and week out. And we're not going to let you down this week. Oh, no. How many incredible guests we've had on the show over the years. Steven Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. Joe Hart, we just had him on recently, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and so many other great guests. Dick Schulz, the founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, and so many other great guests. The ones that were videoed are up on our YouTube channel. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR, Mind Your Business. And if you follow our channel, you're automatically notified when a show goes live. Well, I got to be a mensch here. Shep talks about that all the time. Got to thank our staff. We have a great team here at Bottom Line MG, in particular, Cerulli, Michal, Nachi, DJ, and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who play such an important support role in putting this together each week. Special thank you to the team at 710 WOR, Darren, Peter, Robert. Thank you. Zeb Brenner, that's a nice shout out. Thank you. I'm shouting back to you. And to the great different channels that we are syndicated on. Nucky Radio, thank you. The Jewish Home, they print a print summary of selected shows in a Q&A format. What about Business Class Clips? Every single day, we reached over 25,000 people. You could sign up. Hey, we'll get to that soon. I got to get to my guests. But on Instagram, we're on WhatsApp, Business Class Clips. And of course, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc., and our very popular YouTube channel. But without further ado, our incredible guest, Shep Hyken, customer service and experience expert. Shep is an award-winning keynote speaker. He is in the NSA Hall of Fame. Shep, how many people are in the Hall of Fame out of the NSA, I think it's like around 50,000 people. How many are in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know, but first of all, let's make sure everybody knows what NSA is.
That's right. It's not the ones listening.
It's not the National Security Administration. It is the National Speakers Association. We're the ones that talk. The other NSA, they're the ones that
listen.
They listen. So each year they induct typically 5 into the Hall of Fame. And people like, you know, Ronald Reagan and Colin Powell are members of the Hall of Fame of the National Speakers Association. And I was inducted in New York in 2008. Gosh, that seems like such a long time ago. And what an honor it was to join that really exclusive group of amazing speakers. It's such an honor.
Shep is a New York Times, Wall Street Journal best-selling author, and he is the Chief Amazement Officer. What a great title. At Shepherd Presentations, where he helps companies and organizations create an amazing customer-focused culture. He does it for companies worldwide, many Fortune 500 companies, many companies that you would recognize, but we're not going to share that because we'd run out of time if we start talking about all your customers. Shep, we're going to open up. And by the way, thank you for sharing the incredible new 2023 ACA study. The state of customer service and CX, of course, and also how AI and ChatGPT can crush customer service. We're going to get to that a little bit later because that's, of course, very 2023. AI, ChatGPT, how does that all tie in? But before we get into specifics, just a general, straight-up question. What is marketing's role in the customer experience?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, before I do that, ACA another acronym. What does that stand for?
Yep.
It is Achieving Customer Amazement. It's the, you know, the state of customer experience and customer service. But my goal is everybody should amaze their customers. And that ties directly into marketing, which is exactly what this whole segment and this program that we're doing today is all about. So here's my take on it. Customer experience is the new marketing. I've been saying that now for maybe 5 or 6, 7 years. So maybe it's not so new, but it's marketing is not typically marketing. You know, marketing is what companies typically do to get people interested in a product, aware of a product. If you want to create awareness of your product, one of the best ways to do it is let your customers do it for you. And when you deliver an amazing level of service or create that experience that gets people to want to come back, guess what else they do? They evangelize the brand and they talk about you to their friends, their colleagues at work, their family members. And the next thing you know, your best marketing is that word of mouth that's talking about that great experience that that customer had with your company. Do you remember there's a song out there by the famous philosopher and artist Bonnie Raitt? You remember Bonnie Raitt's famous song? It was a great hit. Let's give them something to talk about, right? Now, she was talking about love. I'm talking about the customer experience, the experience that makes your customers say, in the words of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back.
And in a previous episode, we had a great conversation about that book. And, you know,
that was like my most recent book titled right. I'll Be Back, How to Get Your Customers to Come Back Again and Again.
Again and again and again and again.
Now, and by the way, just now, that's called marketing. We're talking about the book.
Right. That's right. That's right. Now, by the way, here's a key question that comes up all the time. And that especially because, you know, we represent a marketing firm. People say, you know, the best form of marketing is word of mouth. I believe that. I get that. But how does one fuel that? How does one make sure that they have all their, you know, all their clients there are becoming their brand ambassador? How does one fuel word of mouth marketing?
Well, let's start with the very basic. And this is what you want it to be. This is an overarching comment that is so simple, although simple doesn't mean easy. And once I give you this simple idea, we can spend the rest of the hour or the next 7 hours breaking it down. But deliver the experience, a good experience. By the way, if you deliver a bad experience, they will also talk. If you want to deliver the right experience, it should be a good experience that gets people to talk about you. And you could prompt that. You could ask them with a follow-up survey. Would you leave a review on Amazon? Would you leave a review on whatever the platform is? But the idea is, why? If you're really good, you won't have to. They'll just do it because they want to do it. And when they're at dinner talking about, hey, you won't believe the great restaurant I went to. You won't believe the great experience I had with this business. That's what you want people to talk about. And by the way, there's lots of you have a restaurant, you have a hotel. There's lots of sites that you can leave those reviews on. I don't care what business you're in. You can be in a manufacturing business. There are, we used to call them bulletin boards, but there are platforms where your customers are interacting and talking about you. Associations for industries have events where customers get together. Those are opportunities for them to talk about the experience they have with you. They're at a cocktail reception and somebody says, I'm doing business with such and such. You know what? They're okay. Who do you do business with? Well, that's the opportunity for your customer to just share the glowing accolades you want them to share about you.
Shep, in the newly released 2023 ACA study presented by Five9, you want to give a shout out to Five9?
Yes, they were my sponsor. Thank you, Five9, who, by the way, is a communications platform and a technology platform in the customer service and support world. So they know what great service is all about. Their goal is to create a technology that is so great for the employees to use that the customers have a great experience as a result of the employee experience being really well done.
On page 5, there's a stat here. This is an incredible stat.
Okay, I better look at page 5.
All right, page 5. We'll get you ready. I'll start reading it. And then
I am ready.
You know it by heart. Come on, Shep. 82% of customers in 2023 are likely to recommend a brand or company to friends and family if it provides a convenient customer service experience. What is that all about?
Well, I did write a book titled The Convenience Revolution. Yep. And if you think about it, it came out just before the COVID pandemic.
That's right.
And convenience back then was truly a differentiator. How easy are you to do business? And when you create that easiness and that convenience, what happens is customers stop looking at price and they start wanting to do business with the company that's easiest to do business with. Guess what else they do? When it's super easy, they start to share. You won't believe how easy it was for me to order this. You wouldn't believe how easy it was. They made it for me to buy whatever. You wouldn't believe how easy it was to return something or exchange something that I bought from them. When you start creating ease in the experience, you start to get the, you know, create the loyalty, because then customers don't become loyal to you because of a low price. They become loyal to you because of the way you do business. Now, when we got into the pandemic, lots of companies recognized opportunities to find, you know, ways to deliver, which, by the way, that's one of the six convenience principles is delivery. They found ways to deliver product of all kinds. I'll give you an example. My car dealership, actually, my wife now, because I bought a different brand, but I bought several cars from this car dealership. This was one of my lead case studies in the book. I went to the dealership because I happened to be driving by and I saw a beautiful car in the window. I said, I want to take a look at that. My wife had told me, this could be your next car. So we walked in, but they were 10 miles away from where I live. By the time we go through traffic and stoplights, it's probably about a 30-minute drive. Now, keep this in mind. I'm very sensitive to how much, you know, how much time I have in a day to work. If I've got to drop my car off for service, I got to get it there. Then I got to get a ride back, which they said they would provide for me. That's almost an hour. But then I got to do the same thing when I go to pick it up.
That's right.
2 hours of my day. 25% of the typical workday will be spent driving back and forth to the dealer. So my dealer that I had been buying all my cars from, which also was a dealer in this particular brand, less than a half a mile from my office, I would actually walk from the dealership to my office and then go back and pick up my car whenever it needed service. That's convenient, right?
Right.
But this is what the dealer said to me, the salesperson. I walked in and what, can I help you, sir? Oh, I'm just looking. We've heard that before,
right?
Haven't we? And, you know, and then I said straight up front when the guy kept, you know, pushing more and more, and by the way, not pushing in an obnoxious way, yeah, but just trying to get more information. I said, sir, I don't want to offend you. I don't want to waste your time. Your dealership is like a half an hour from where I live. And the dealership that has the same car is less than half a mile. I happen to be driving by here and I saw it. So I don't want to spend your precious time working on a customer you're not going to buy from. This is what he said. Look around. Do you see a waiting room anywhere in this place? And I looked around and I don't. He goes, well, we have one. It's very small. And the reason it's small is because nobody ever uses it. I go, what do you mean? He says, when you buy a car from us, number one, we will deliver the car to you. So you don't even have to come back to the dealership. Number two, when you need service, you just call us, make an appointment. We'll bring a brand new car out for you to drive during the day. And when your car is ready, we will drop your car off and take our car back. This is so good. We don't ever expect you to come in here until it's time for you to buy a new car. And if you already know the car you want to buy, you don't even have to come in. We'll just get it for you and bring it to you. I thought, are you kidding me? And by the way, what is this going to cost me? He goes, I feel we're very competitive. Let me write up the paperwork. I'll give you the deal. You don't have to buy it today. And if you want, shop it around, you know. And I thought, why not? Guess right. what? I bought three cars from him so far.
Convenience.
Yeah, convenience sells. So tell me, is that marketing? Is that sales? It all ties together. And guess what else? I wrote about them in a book that sold tens of thousands of copies. So guess what? The world is learning about my car dealership here in St. Louis, Missouri.
That is such a great example about marketers' role in the customer experience. They shouldn't just think that, like, here they impressed. Listen, the king of the customer service is Shep Hyken. I don't know if they knew that going in, but they struck gold on that one. Hey, but you're right. They have to do that with every customer. That's right. They got to do that with every customer. And I would imagine that was the approach. It wasn't like, wow, it's Shep Hyken coming in.
I got to tell you a funny story. After I got to know the salesperson, after we decided to buy that first car, I came back in and I said, okay, we're going to buy the car. And then he goes, I Googled you. I just wanted to see if I could find out information. He says, oh my gosh, I'm on my best behavior. How have I done so far? And I said, I'm buying the car. What does that tell you? And I will let you know if you ever let me down. I promise.
What a great story. Before we go to a commercial break, Shep, how can people find that more information about your incredible array of services that you provide for Fortune 500 companies and small businesses worldwide?
Yeah, I like to say I work for the Fortune 100 and companies that have less than 100 people. So just go to hyken.com, H-Y-K-E-N. And by the way, if you geek out on stats and facts and findings, there is a tab at the top. It says research. Click on it and you can download my most recent reports. We've been doing now this study for about 4 years, coming up on number five. Nice. And like I say, Five9's been a wonderful partner and a great sponsor. And I appreciate them for this year's contribution to making this work, because it's not inexpensive to do this kind of research, yeah, but it's so incredibly important to understand the way customers think. Hyken.com, H-Y-K-E-N.com.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight. We focus on your flights. You focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight. 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference. 844-538-1911.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets, terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com. where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. DaleCarnegie.com.
And we're back with Shep Hyken. Man, tonight's show, marketing's role in the customer experience. In case you missed the first part of the show, no worries. Michal has it up by the next day at around 10 o'clock, maybe 10:30. But it's on all the popular podcasting channels. And, of course, the YouTube episode goes up shortly thereafter. But when it will go up, hey, if you subscribe to the YouTube channel on YouTube, we're at 710WOR. And you subscribe, you'll automatically be notified when the show goes live. Well, marketing's role in the customer experience. At the end of the day, every single touch point, and Shep has spoken about this for decades, every single touch point is factored in to the overall customer experience. There's a great quote you have from Jan Carlson that really brings the point home. Could you please share that incident, that story, that thought, and the impact that every single touch point has with a customer?
Sure. So Jan Carlson is the former chairman of, or I guess, yeah, the president, chairman, the guy that ran Scandinavian Airlines. And he was asked to take this over many, many years ago, probably in the early 1980s, when the airline was literally losing millions of dollars. And he took it over and he says, we got to turn this around. So what he did is he took all of the employees in every city they had a presence, brought them into an airplane hangar, and he had a little presentation he delivered. And he talked about something he called the moment of truth in business. And he referred to the moment of truth in the airline business as anytime a passenger comes into contact with any aspect of Scandinavian Airlines, you're going to form an impression. And you can paraphrase that. Anytime any customer, client, guest, patient, member, whatever you want to call the people who do business with you, anytime a customer comes into contact with any aspect of your business, they form an impression. Now, Jan Carlson said these impressions can be good and bad. I'll give you some examples. If you were going to fly on an airline, and back in the early 1980s, there was no internet that we could use, so you had to actually pick up the telephone and make a phone call. That's the main moment of truth. You pick up your, or on the day of departure, you drop off the bags in the front of the airport and they take them in. Main moment of truth. You go to the ticket counter, main moment of truth. Every touch point along the way, every interaction, even the smallest ones, as you're walking by a flight attendant from Scandinavian Airlines and they smile at you. And it's not a big moment of truth, but it's still important because it adds to the experience. And what you're trying to do is manage every interaction to be a positive experience. And when all of these interactions are positive and you don't let your customer down, well, then they want to come back and fly in the airline again. So he says it's real simple. Manage the moment of truth. Now, with this simple idea, and by the way, he said they're just good or bad. Make them good. With this simple idea, Jan Carlson got everybody on board. And by the way, he said, if you're not dealing directly with a passenger, you're supporting somebody that is, or you're part of the process that's making that customer's experience hopefully a good one. But this idea managed to turn the airline around to become not just profitable again, but become the most admired airline in the entire airline industry. Now think about that. All with this simple idea, just manage every interaction you have with a customer. Now, today, with digital interactions online, all of these need to be, you know, thought of, because like a website, it was designed by a person, a web designer or a group of people, mm-hmm. to be used by customers who are also people. So we want to try to emulate as much as we can a positive experience that we might have in person digitally. And the whole goal of Jan Carlson, he said, was just manage the moments of truth and they come back. Now, I took that idea and I read this article in the early 1980s when I was first starting my business. And eventually Jan Carlson wrote a book. I know I don't look that old, but I've been doing this now 40 years. See, no gray hair, right? But you haven't seen the hair on my back, okay? But there's no hair on my head, no telltale gray hairs. Anyway, I gave names to the idea of what a good moment of truth and a bad moment of truth is. And I read this article, like I mentioned, in the 80s, and he eventually came out with a book titled Moments of Truth. You can still get it. Just go to Amazon and buy it. Anyway, I call the good moments of truth moments of magic. I call bad moments of truth moments of misery. Obviously, we want to avoid those. And then there's another kind of moment of truth that Jan Carlson didn't talk about. And that's the one that's in the middle. That's the one that's just average or satisfactory or just fine. Fine is not fine because it's just not good enough. It's like, nobody, who, if you can find a place that's better than just okay, you're probably going to go there. Until that time, you'll put up with it. So we try to avoid average or mediocrity. We definitely want to avoid moments of misery. And we try to create moments of magic, which, by the way, aren't about being over the top and blowing me away with the most incredible service I've ever had. It could be, but the goal is to create an experience that's just the tiniest bit better than average. Or here, let's make it easier. You know what your customers expect? It's common sense. If you call them, they expect you to return the call and they expect you to return it in a reasonable time frame. If you can consistently and predictably meet those expectations, maybe be a tiny little bit better than average, like, hey, thanks for calling me back so quickly. that so quickly part is the a little bit better than average, right? So if you can do that consistently and predictably, this is what customers say. I love doing business with them. They always call me back quickly. They are always so friendly. They're always knowledgeable. They always give me the answers I need. Even when there's a problem, a moment of misery, I know I can always count on them. That word always followed by something positive lets you know you're in that zone of amazement. That's always consistent and predictability comes from that word always. And when your customers start talking about you that way, then you know you're doing the right thing. Now, obviously, the always needs to be followed by something positive. They're always so hard to get a hold of is not what you want them to say. And by the way, a nice thing about a moment of misery is that some customers will complain and tell you when there's problems. Many won't, which we try to find out if there are, but keep that in mind. At least somebody will tell you when there's a problem once in a while, which gives you the opportunity to turn that moment of misery into a moment of magic. But if you hear the same problems happening several times or often, well, now you know you have something that you can fix. So hopefully nobody will ever complain about it again. So nobody's ever going to complain about average because it's not much to complain about. It's just not any good. And as I mentioned, the opportunity to be better than just okay or do business with somebody that's better than okay, that's when you start to see people leaving you, even though they never complain. We thought they were happy. They never said anything bad about us. Well, you never gave them a chance to say anything good about you either.
The other one, before we move on, the other idea from Jan Carlson that I would love to just touch on is that every touch point makes an impression and could you please talk about the tray table example?
Yeah. So Jan Carlson said, you know, it's not just people-to-people interactions. It's any interaction that that customer has with your business. For example, the tray table on the airplane, you know, you put it down. If a tray table's broken, this could be what's going on in the customer's head. Boy, if the tray table's broken, I wonder if the landing gear is going to work. Now, I know that's extreme, but imagine you're pulling up to a grocery store and you see people unloading food out of a very dirty, dirty-looking truck. Don't you think that maybe that food might be dirty? Maybe you don't want to go in there and buy that food. Those are the kinds of connections that customers make to the interactions they have. So you need to manage the experience. And that's why, you know, it really does bother me when I start to, when I'm in an airplane and let's say, you know, the electricity, you know, maybe it keeps flickering. I'm going, oh my gosh, what's going to happen when we're up in the air? By the way, no doubt, I would rather find out about mechanical problems, electrical problems, or any other kind of problems on the airplane while it's still on the ground. Right. I don't mind waiting for a repair. I don't want to be up there when they say, hey, bad news.
The windshield is gone. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Okay. Now, this leads us to the next point. And again, tonight's show is the role of marketing in the customer experience. Now, I don't know what the latest stat is about how much more difficult it is for a company to land a new account as opposed to just keeping an account that they have inside anyways. To keep a customer, we know that it's significant, the difference between keeping a customer, if you keep the customer happy, retaining them as a customer, retention we call it, as opposed to getting a new client. Now, that's part of marketing, right? Marketing.
It is. Yeah.
So the question is, what's involved in that? Why is it so critical for a company to be mindful of always creating moments of magic in terms of making sure that they have great retention among their clients?
Sure. So let me go back to a book that I read many, many years ago, written long, I think, before I even started my career, which, by the way, I'm going to predict that 50 years from now, it's still going to be a relevant book based on this one idea that Dr. Ted Levitt, the senior professor at Harvard Business School, had. And this is, and the book was titled Marketing Imagination. Actually, I've got a stack of books over here. I should add that book. These are my 10 favorite books of all time. Marketing Imagination had a concept that became my favorite, even though the whole book is probably a little academic. But anyway, the idea behind this is that the function of a business, and by the way, Yitzhak, if I were to ask 100 people on the street, what's the function of a business? What do you think most people would say?
To solve a pain point. I don't know if most people would say that, but that's what I would say. To solve a pain point in the marketplace.
That's why I didn't want to ask you, because you're smarter than most people, right?
What would most people say?
What? To make money.
To make money, right, exactly.
That's what a business wants to do, to make money. Well, Dr. Levitt said that's not the function of the business. That's the goal of the business. The goal is to make money. The function is to get and keep your customer, acquire and maintain that customer. And he said, if you confuse the function with the goal, you don't always reach the goal. So figure out a way to get your customers and then find a way to keep your customers. And every stat will show you it is much less expensive to keep your customer than to deal with churn and keep trying to find new customers, replace customers you lost. So let's go back to, how does a customer first decide to do business with you? First, they have to become aware of you. That's marketing. Then they have to buy. That's more of a function of sales. And sometimes they're very, very closely related. And then they have to be served. So customer service is not a department that happens when something goes wrong. Customer service is how somebody's treated through the entire interaction. Now, customer support is the department you call when something goes wrong. So once you have that customer, what are you doing to keep that customer? And once you give them the experience that makes them want to come back, you're back to marketing again. So it comes full circle. Marketing at the beginning, marketing at the end, and then it just keeps going.
We're speaking with Shep Hyken, one of the world's leading experts in the customer experience. And we are referencing the amazing report that came out, sponsored by Five9, the 2023 ACA study, the State of the Customer Service. Shep, how could people find out more about your speaking engagements and the many titles, the best-selling titles that you have written?
Sure. Well, you just go to hyken.com. I mentioned that before, H-Y-K-E-N. You'll see little tabs, speaking, research, and you'll see the books online store. You can also go straight over to Amazon to buy the books. They have them all. I hope they have them all. There's eight of them. They hopefully have all eight. If not, you let me know. We'll get you a book.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24/6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
And we're back with Shep Hyken, one of the world's foremost customer experience experts. He speaks around the world. He's in the National Speaker Association's Hall of Fame. And he's written eight titles, best-selling books, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, best-selling books. And it's an honor and a treat every single time we have a chance to speak to him. And tonight's show is specifically titled Marketing's Role in the Customer Experience. And Shep, for this segment, we're going to jump right in with loyalty programs, rewards programs. I mean, that certainly fits under the title of marketing. However, you talk about a difference. In fact, in the ACA study, you say of it, I'm going to quote a line on page 26, there is a difference between a repeat customer and a loyal customer. What do you mean by that?
Well, there sure is. And the interesting stat is that customers love the loyalty programs, but let's call them what they really are. They're not loyalty programs. They're marketing programs. And they are designed, ideally, you want to create a loyal customer, but they are designed to get customers to come back. Ideally, you want them to be loyal, and you think just because they keep coming back, they are loyal. So let's break away from that and just tell you that repeat customers are not necessarily loyal customers. I'll give you an example. A customer keeps coming into this store, and they come back again and again and again, and then one day they don't come back at all. And you happen to see them 6 months later, and you go, how come you don't come back anymore? We thought you were one of our loyal customers. And the customer says, oh, yeah, you guys are great, but somebody moved in that's a little bit closer to where I live. Okay, that means they were loyal to the location, not the business. So it is important to understand why your customers keep coming back. And if it's because your price is better, the moment there's a better price somewhere else, guess what? They're going to leave. Maybe there was a particular employee that you have and they left and went to a competitor. And the next thing you know, that customer is gone. Why? They followed your employee. And by the way, I love it when customers are loyal to somebody that works in your business. Oh my gosh, do everything you can to keep that customer. To keep that employee.
That's right.
Because that employee is probably has plenty of other loyal customers that they might, that people enjoy doing business with him or her. And ideally, you want to keep that person. So you understand what I'm trying to say is there's many reasons why customers come back. Loyalty programs are designed to give incentive for repeat business. If you have in the most simplistic form, you've got a card, it's got five little areas. As soon as you go to the restaurant and all five cards are punched, then guess what? They get a free sandwich. Is that a loyalty program? No, it's a repeat customer marketing program. And really what it is a discount program, because if I get a free sandwich, one out of every five, that means 20% of what I spend with you is a discount. And if you think about what the airlines are doing, the airlines give you miles or points in exchange for the amount of money or how long or far that you fly. And if they were to take away those perks, those points, the free rewards and the free upgrades, would you still fly on that airline? And if the answer is yes, then they have a truly loyal customer. If the answer is no, it means they're loyal to the points and perks, not necessarily to the experience that they have with your airline. So it's very important to understand the difference between repeat business and loyalty business or loyal business. And it's also important to understand that your loyalty program is probably a repeat business and marketing program. And that doesn't mean it's bad, by the way. I encourage you to do this, but at the same time, figure out a way, and here's the key, to make an emotional connection that makes your customer say, I wouldn't want to do business with them anywhere else. In one of my books titled Amaze Every Customer Every Time, I love that word amazing, and it shows up in a bunch of my titles. Mm-hmm. Amaze Every Customer Every Time. In that book, I have the epilogue, and it is the 53rd example of how to create amazement. And here's the way it goes. Create a demanding customer. Now, most people think of demanding customers as somebody that would just complain and demand of you. No, that's not what we want to do. We want to be so good at what we do. We want to deliver the most incredible experience to the point. And by the way, I want to emphasize that incredible experience is the consistent and predictable experience that customers use the word always in front of. Again, always so knowledgeable, always so helpful. They always get back to me. That word always, that's the predictable experience that puts you into amazement. So what we want to do is create the experience that's good to where if the customer were for some reason to try another business, to go somewhere else and do business, they would demand the same level of business that they are the same level of experience, excuse me, mm-hmm. that they got from the other company that they left. And guess what that new company is going to say? You know, that is a demanding customer. And that's what we want them to say about us because we're that good. And then, of course, the customer is going to say, why did I ever leave them? And ideally, they come back.
Now, Shep, in the last segment after the break, we're going to talk about 2023 ChatGPT and AI, oh, yeah. that's in everyone's mind, and how that ties in to the customer experience, and that, of course, ties into marketing. But before we get to the break, on page 29 of the State of Customer Service and CX, the 2023 ACA study put together by your team and brought to you by Five9, question you have over here, important words. Now, this is important for marketing also, because maybe this should be used in marketing. And on the top of the page, we asked, what three words best describe an excellent customer service experience in today's world? What are those three words?
Well, and realize we asked over 1,000 people to share their three words. Wow. And we got, are you ready? Helpful, friendly, knowledgeable. Boom. What you want to do is create an experience and make sure your people deliver on those three ideas. And by the way, helpful is how easy it is sometimes to navigate a website. Oh, it's so easy, and it tells you exactly what to do. It's intuitive and friendly. Well, you know, it's not hostile. And of course, knowledgeable, you're getting all the answers you want. So the same experience that you have people to people, you want people to machine, if you will, which is a perfect lead into AI in our next segment and how that plays into the experience. But that's what people want. They want something as simple as that. And by the way, that has not changed year after year after year. We do the same question. And also, if you go back 20, 25 years, questions like this were asked, and many of the same reasons keep popping up. This is why we love doing business with people. It's not because they have a lower price. It's not necessarily because, by the way, low price was factored in there. And by the way, let's round out these other ideas, the other words. Top 10, beyond helpful, friendly, and knowledgeable, empathy, fast, kind, understanding, quick, polite, and listener. At no point did they say low price.
Wow. That's amazing, because that question always comes up. Say, you know, how important is price? Do I have to lowball? Do I have to be cheaper than everyone else?
And the answer is, if you deliver the right experience, it will make price less relevant. You still need to be competitive, but you don't necessarily need to be the lowest. As a matter of fact, earlier in the report, we have the stats that prove that even the Gen Zs, who probably have less money than all the other generations, it's more important that they have a great experience and they're willing to spend more money for it. It's amazing.
Before I go to a commercial break, what's the website where they could see the entire Chef Hyken experience?
Hyken.com, Hyken.com.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Yusuf Saflis right here on the Voice of New York, 710 WOR, and around the world on the powerful iHeartRadio network. My guest, Shep Eichen. And what's the topic? Marketing's role in the customer experience. And before the break, in fact, in the previous, what is it now, 45 minutes, it's going way too fast. Shep, the time is flying when I'm on the set with you. It just goes too fast. It's an amazing experience. It's a moment of magic. And we're talking about the his firm put out a two incredible reports. One is the state of the customer service, the 2023 ACA study. We've been talking about that. Now we're going to today. Now, of course, that's also today. But AI. Artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, and he has a special report here. I'm just going to say, here, I'm going to hold it up for the audience. And by the way, you can get this if you go to Hyken.com, H-Y-K-E-N.com. This is available. This is a very expensive study. I'm not going to put Shep on the spot and ask how much it costs to do it. Hey, thank God he got good sponsors. The fact is, this is a very expensive, and it's free if you go to Hyken.com. On it, how AI and ChatGPT can crush customer service. Now, we're talking about marketing. We're talking about technology. How does that all apply? I thought, right, before the break, you said helpful was the number one word. Empathy is in there. Are we taking humans out of the experience?
Yeah, great question. And by the way, empathy. I just recently did a little study on ChatGPT. I asked a question. I'm writing an article. You'll get a kick out of this article, by the way. Okay. It's a lot of fun. Somebody said to me, they used an acronym I didn't understand or didn't know what it meant. And it drives me crazy when companies use jargon or acronyms, right, or abbreviations that customers, and everybody knows what CX is, customer experience. And if you don't know what it is, it means customer, yep, experience. And why they didn't say CE, because it's, experience starts with an E, but hey, I get it. EX is employee experience. So EX is to employees as CX is to customers. WX stands for the web experience. DX stands for the digital experience. So there's lots of these X's, right? So I got my creative juices flowing and I said, well, let me come up with a few of my own X's, right? And I'm going on a long story here, but okay, let me tell you what happened.
That's great.
Actually, I should pull up so I can give you the exact response that ChatGPT gave me to this. Okay.
Oh, get this. Man.
So I said, I'm going to come up with the NX. That's the nap experience. This is the comfortable place employees might enjoy a short nap during a stressful day. By the way, this article hasn't come out yet, and it won't come out until after this show. So
you heard it here first.
So YX is the yawn experience. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are customers and employees to yawn during a meeting or presentation? the PX is for the procrastination experience. And then RX, while most people think it's for a prescription, RX is for the restroom experience. So like when I was getting ready to come to this building that I'm in now, I said, hey, do you mind if I use the restroom? And I wasn't going to actually use the restroom. I was checking it out to see if it was clean and updated. But anyway, I digress. So I asked I was looking for something funny to say. So I said, how would you summarize in two or three sentences this article that I just wrote? And it gave me a great little line or two to use. And then I said to ChatGPT, thank you. Great idea. Thanks for being so smart. And you know what? ChatGPT immediately said, you're welcome. I'm glad you found the suggestion enjoyable. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. I'm here to help.
Now, by the way, Shep, I actually saw somewhere, I forgot which report, it said if you use please, you'll get a better response.
Isn't that nice? You know, I wrote an article a while back that was at a coffee shop, and I did a cartoon. And on one side, it says, for nice customers, here's our price. Okay. For customers that aren't so nice, it's a little higher. So, but anyway, I digress. Here's the point. ChatGPT is a great technology. Any AI is a great technology. And most people think this is all brand new, but we've been using it for years. How long has Outlook been around? I mean, it's probably been around for 20, 25 years. And you know your junk folder that automatically sends emails that you don't want to the junk folder? Mm-hmm. That is AI at work. Okay, you didn't realize, oh my gosh, I'm using AI. Anytime you interact with, you know, Amazon's Alexa, and I don't want to, I think she just heard me back there. She's
Hello. Right? Hi, Shep.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's AI infused technology. And it has been used for years. Back in the mid, like maybe 2014, 15, IBM hired me and I was doing some work with them. They sent me to Cognitive College. That's what they called it, to understand how AI is better interacting with customers and giving customers a better experience. And it was a chat bot, which is like when you type things in and get answers on a website, it's either coming from a machine or a human's typing it in. Well, the bot is for a robot, chat bot. Okay, that's what that means. And I said, here's a conversation. If I was going to buy a bike, I would type into the chat bot, I would like to buy a bike. And a smart chat bot would say, well, what kind of bike do you think you want to buy? I want to buy a road bike. Is this for you or for someone else? It's for my daughter. How old is your daughter? How much does she weigh? Other questions. What's your price range? So the bot's going to ask me a bunch of questions so that it could eventually give me a suggestion. That's AI doing its thing. Now, that sounds pretty sophisticated because that's exactly the typical experience we have with a chatbot using AI. So today with AI and chatbots, as a customer, I can go on and I can interact by either typing, or it's now becoming somewhat common where voice, you know, the voice recognition is there. And by the way, it doesn't matter if I misspell words, I mispronounce words, if I'm using, you know, the voice technology, I could speak with an accent, I could speak in a completely different language. The AI infused ChatGPT is going to come back to me and give me good answers. Now, here's the big question. How can this be used in customer service? Right. And to your point, is it going to eliminate jobs? Remember when ATMs came around, the automatic teller machines? Right. You know, back in the 1960s, when Barclays Bank first introduced the ATM, everybody said, that's it. We're going to fire all the tellers. We don't need bank tellers anymore. Well, the last time I went to a bank, there were plenty of tellers working in there, and the ATM was right outside the bank for customers to use when the business hours, you know, outside of regular business hours. Right. So ATMs are still great, and so are tellers. Well, I don't think customer service reps are going to go away. As a matter of fact, we just did a study, and we asked customer service leaders, people that ran service departments inside their company, with the new invention, ChatGPT, not invention, but the new way of using it, are you going to start to eliminate people and cut down on the staff? They said, on the contrary, 70-some-odd% said, we're actually increasing staff. Because the ChatGPT questions are meant to be the questions that are easy, that you shouldn't have to call and wait on hold and put in passwords. You should go straight to the website, log in with your credentials and say, hey, when's my shipment going to arrive? How much is the balance in my account? Basic questions. And then let's leave the more sophisticated and complicated questions available for people to answer. And by the way, it's the person's job, not just to answer questions, but to build the relationship and create empathy and understanding on a customer situation. And when that's done well, well, you got the relationship building piece tied into giving the good answer. And on the other side of it, with ChatGPT answering basic questions, you have the convenience of a good experience of getting basic questions answered quickly. You put those together, it's a winning combination.
Now, before we close out, and I'm sure you're asked this question all the time, is there a risk relying on ChatGPT in the role of the customer experience? Let's even put a simple stuff, but they may come back with an answer that's off. and turns the customer away.
Right. In general, if you use ChatGPT in our typical, go onto the platform, OpenAI, and you ask it a question, you might want to ask it two or three different ways to ensure you're getting the right answer. However, in the world of customer service, the companies are using the ChatGPT interacting technology, the way we communicate with people, as the platform. And they're creating something called a data set, which is to take all of the frequently asked questions and answers and drop them into basically a bucket. And you're telling ChatGPT, the only information you're allowed to use is what's inside that bucket. You can't go outside of the internet and find another answer. You have to use what we provide you. Therefore, the only answers the customer is going to get is the answer that you want them to have. And here's what's cool. If I'm asking a question that comes back with a sophisticated answer, I could say, I don't understand it. Would you explain this to me like I'm a sixth grader? And the ChatGPT technology will reword the information so that a sixth grader could understand it. I mean, so you're still using the technology, but you're controlling the information. That's why it's going to work so well with customer support.
What an incredible addition of Mind Your Business. Tonight's topic, marketing's role in the customer experience. And we experienced one of the greatest experts in the customer experience out there, Shep Hyken, to find out more information and to get a copy of the report, The State of Customer Service and the Customer Experience, visit hyken.com, H-Y-K-E-N.com. We're out of time. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the Voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.